Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger of God, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the jakes are shooting. The judges jump up higher, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got our phones tapped and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your stuff. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude. From your murderous flight, from your rapes every night, and young boys shot down in the street, and they mama's right. Your overseers call this the good life, like the hood's right. Let Zion, yes.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. And praise the mighty Yah. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you on the day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all need me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our father, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is the king. He's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us once again to bring to you his great and exalted words, even the words of truth. Today, this evening, we will be dealing with vanity of vanities. What do the scriptures teach us, tell us about vanity in the scriptures? This is something that you really, really want to pay close attention to. Little do people know, the one thing, the very thing that separates us from our Creator, not just in action, not just in deed, but also in thought, is our vanity. Let me show you this. First thing I want you to see in scriptures concerning vanity is in the book of Ecclesiastes. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, and in the book of Ecclesiastes, period, and it's only 12 chapters in the book of Ecclesiastes. But you read the word vanity over 30 times just in that book by itself. And why? Because it's trying to drive home a message. Let me show you what the message is. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, the very first verse, this is what it says. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king of Jerusalem. Watch the second verse. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. All is vanity. And once you begin to study, read, and learn, you're going to realize what he was telling you is the truth. You're going to understand what vanity is, and you're going to understand how much time you've been wasting with vanity. This is how King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, starts off the book of Ecclesiastes. And let me show you how he finished the book of Ecclesiastes. Like I said, there's only 12 chapters. Watch what he said in the last chapter, Ecclesiastes 12. In the book of Ecclesiastes 12, what's the A verse? Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanity. In other words, everything in between the first chapter and everything between the 12th chapter, he's going to tell you all the various vain things that really don't mean nothing at all. But what, if all is vanity, then what is good? What is something that actually has value and meaning? Well, he lets us know that. Starting at the 9th verse. First, again in the 8th verse, vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yet he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright. Even words of truth, he searched this thing out. The words of the wise are as gold, and as nails fastened by the masters of assembly, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, because a lot of people put all their stock into books. What do people know? Who you think write these books? Men. So a lot of things you put in your stock in, you think is wisdom, but they just a bunch of books written by men. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. In other words, let's get to the bottom line. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. So we see all the vanity, but the only thing you're going to find in the scriptures that is not vanity, that's not included in the all, is the word of Yahweh. And I want you to see this. And I want you to see how we have allowed ourselves to be caught up in so much vanity that we don't even know the truth. We don't know what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong, what's good, what's evil. But we're going to learn that today. Vanity of vanity. Watch this. I want you to see this. 2 Kings, the 17th chapter. Show you how we got in the predicament that we're in today. And what we must do to get out of the predicament that we're in today. In the book of 2 Kings 17, we're going to start reading at the 7th verse. I want you to see what this says. For so it was that the children of Israel sinned against Yahweh their Elohim. You notice how it starts out? For so it was. That's because that's what the children of Israel do. That the children of Israel sinned against Yahweh their Elohim, which have brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and feared other deities, other Elohim, and walked in the statues of the heathens, whom Yahweh cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against Yahweh their Elohim. They built them high places in all the cities, from the Tower of the Watchman to the Fifth City. They set them up images and groves in every high hill, under every tree. There they burned incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom Yahweh carried away before them, and worked wicked things to provoke Yahweh to anger. And yesterday, we dealt with anger. And we can see why Yahweh get angry. We provoke him to anger. 12th verse. For they serve idols whereof Yahweh has said to them, you shall not do this thing. Yet Yahweh testified against Israel and against Yehuda by all the prophets, by all the seers, saying, turn you from your evil ways. Keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I command your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. In other words, that's what you're to do. Notwithstanding, they will not hear, but harden their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in Yahweh their Elohim. They rejected his statutes, his covenant that he made with their fathers, his testimonies which he testified against them. They follow, and watch what this says, they follow vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom Yahweh had charged them that they should not do like them. And that's what's going on today. Here it is. Yahweh sent us into the land of our enemies. And after we got here, we began to do the things that the people of this land do. We start following their ways. We start walking their walk, talking their talk, living the life they live. And we happy to do so, even though Yahweh told us not to. Even though Yahweh told us otherwise. Even though the heathen one day will realize everything that they have learned is vain. No wonder we don't have nothing as a community. Because everything that we have is predicated on vanity. And the scripture says this in Psalm 127. Psalms 127:1. As Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. As Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waits, but in vain. Yahweh is not about to be with you. He already knows what you're about. He already knows what you're trying to build. And he know it has nothing to do with him. He even know your thoughts are vain. People secretly say, they're saying their heart and mind, man, if I win this money, I will bless Yahweh. But Yahweh know, yeah, you might give him a tenth, but the 90% that you have left, will be given to vanity. Even if you Yahweh gave you 50%, you gave him 50%. He know the 50% that you keep yourself will be dealt in vanity. And Yahweh refused to be a partner of anybody in vanity. That's why one day the car that you love and desire will one day get old and break, and they have to make a new one. The phone, the cell phone that you got that costs you everything, one day will be obsolete. The clothes on your back, the shoes on your feet will wear out. Because for the most part, the only reason you got it, the only reason it had to have a name on it, and it ain't the name of Yahweh. It's the name of Gucci. It's the name of Nike. It's the name of somebody else other than Yahweh. And it has become vain. And these things made you vain. Why? Because your thoughts is vain. And where did you get these thoughts from? Not from Yahweh. I want you to see where you got these from. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Because Yahweh, unless Yahweh built the house, they that labor in vain building. We building things that has nothing to do with Yahweh. It has to do with ourself. Vanity. Who have you helped? You don't see our communities and our congregations and our connections. Everything amounts to nothing. In the book of Jeremiah 10th chapter, and I'm going to show you what I'm telling you is the truth. And let me tell you, you don't have to be vain. You chose to be vain. You learned vanity. And now you teach vanity. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, watch what it says. And we're going to read the third verse. Or the second verse. Watch what it says. Thus says Yahweh. Learn not the way of the heathen. Don't learn their ways. Even though we do all the time. Send them to their schools. Send them to their universities. And we learn their ways. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. In other words, we even go by the various signs that the heathens tell us to go by, even in the heavens. Heathens say, that's the new moon, and we go by it without question. Third verse, because this is the main verse. For the customs of the people are vain. We learned a lot of bad customs. And these customs do not teach us how to unite with one another. These customs do not teach us how to be self-sufficient. These customs don't teach us how to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. These customs do not teach us how to get our own school, how to get our own centers, how to do for self, how to prepare ourselves for the rainy day. These customs will teach you that. All the heathen customs teach you is how to be a slave. how to be against one another, how to hate one another, how to be selfish, how to get yours so I can get mine. And Yahweh did not like this at all. And I told you, even a heathen knows this thing is bad. One day they will realize this. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah 16. What the heathens will one day confess that we should already know. Jeremiah 16. The 19th verse. O Yahweh, my strength, my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. We think they got it going on, and they actually don't. This whole land is vanity. Their customs is vanity. Their ways is vanity. It's nothing good about it. Nothing at all. Their imaginations to do things that they've done is vanity. And Yahweh don't like it at all. Nor do he like anything that has to do with vanity. And let me show you that. And if you have an interest, a desire to return unto Yahweh, you must put down your vanity. In the book of Psalms 94, and we're going to let you know what these vanities are, because it is these vanities that will not allow you to come together, to stick together, and build something in Yahweh together. Yahweh said, unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain to build. Psalms 94, the 11th verse, watch what it says. Yahweh knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Yeah, that's all man thoughts are, they vanity. He knows they don't have nothing to do with him. He knows when you go shopping, who you thinking about. Who you want to look good for. He know when you go grocery shop, you ain't thinking about him and what you're going to put in your mouth. See, Yahweh know your thoughts. And he know your thoughts is not consistently and totally on him. Because if your thoughts were in it, then that would mean you will fear him. And once you fear Yahweh, everything you will do, it will be done in wisdom. Watch Psalm 119. The thoughts of man is vanity. No wonder Solomon says, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. Psalms 119. As I was studying and meditating on this matter, I just thought about all my vanity. And it was terrible. It was ugly. It was not pretty at all. I'm like, how can I be such a fool? We could have been had something if we were not thinking about self, thinking about this beautiful car we want to look good in, this beautiful place we want to look good in, these beautiful clothes that got other people's names on them. Only wear Versace, only wear Gucci, only wear this, only wear that. We fools, man. This is not good. This is vanity. Watch this. In Psalms 119 and 113, verse 113, look what Yahweh says. Look what the scripture says. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Because that's the only thing that trumps vanity, is the law. It's Yahweh commandments, statutes, and judgments. See, everything we do, it must be predicated on his covenants, on his laws, because these are his ways. Our ways are vain. And Yahweh, his ways are right and good. And when will we begin to put our heart on Yahweh, his ways, and forsake our vain ways? And let me tell you where a lot of our problem comes in at. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 37, watch what it says. Let's start at 36. Incline my heart unto your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken you, me, in your way. Because once you begin to be quickened in the way of Yahweh, your eyes will be turned from this vanity. Look, we just want to look like the stars. The stars, we see the stars with straight teeth, and we like, look, man, I want straight teeth too. We see the stars busting out with muscles. Well, I want me some muscles too. We see the stars wear certain clothes. Well, I want wear these clothes too. But it ain't that, no matter, you can get your teeth straight, your muscles pumped, your clothes changed, and you're still not a star. You're still the same person. Because vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What they're doing is vanity. They ain't nothing. You just happen to see them on TV. But if they walking down the street, and you never seen them on TV, you wouldn't know them from the next cockroach on the ground. This is nothing but vanity. And we allowed ourselves to get caught up in this thing by the very things we've learned, by the very things we see, by the very things we hear. We want the new fad, the new thing, the new way. But what we don't want is the old way. We're in the good way is. And there's no way older than the Creator's. And we got to get back to the basics. Brothers and sisters, we're in the last days. We don't got time to be a fool today. These vanities, what have they done for you all your life. All you can do right now is brag about things what you used to have. Brag about things what you used to do. Which, these things ain't nothing. Matter of fact, it's nothing to brag about how long, at all. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Psalm 4. I get to talking about myself. That's why I said just meditating and studying this, it became disgusting to me. I'm talking about how good of an athlete I was and I was. But what do that mean today? Nothing. What did it mean then? Nothing. Nothing at all. Vanity. Nothing. Just something to brag about. Just something to talk about. The only one I should be exalting is the Most High. In the book of Psalm 4, I'm talking about what type of job I had and how much money I made and the stuff I used to wear. And look what Yahweh said. Second verse. Oh, you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after lies, Selah? How long you going to love vanity? How long you going to love it? Yes, we all have it, but we just don't realize how much Yahweh hates it. We don't realize how much this has separated us from our Elohim. Because while we spend in our time full of vanity, we separate ourselves from salvation. And we don't have to. We don't have to be vain. We don't have to be. Because in truth, in all your best abilities, I don't care how good you used to look, or how good you do look, or how well you dress, or how well you used to dress, or how well you speak, or how well you used to speak. Or how much money you got. Or how much money you used to have. Because this is how Yahweh sees you. And how Yahweh sees you is the truth. In the book of Psalms 39, the fifth verse. Behold, you have made my days as a handbreadth. And my age is as nothing before you. I don't care if I lived 1,000 years. That's nothing to Yahweh. Truly, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. You're nothing. You're vanity. In your best state. Sixth verse, surely every man walks in a vain show. Your show ain't nothing. It ain't real at all. It's actually nothing. Unless walking in the ways of Yahweh. That's the only show that we need to see. Are you walking in his ways? Are you forsaking your own ways? Are you forsaking your own thoughts? Or are you caught up in vanity and have become vain? going back to the book, Jeremiah, the second chapter. Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. And I understand why. You ain't working for Yahweh. You ain't living for Yahweh. You ain't doing nothing for Yahweh. What are you doing? That's what you got to ask yourself. He your father, he the one made you. You his servant. What are you doing for Yahweh? And if you're doing something for him, then why are you caught up in this vanity? Why haven't we built anything? Why can't we show forth anything? Well, people will say, look at these wise and understanding people. That's not how people are looking at us. We don't even look at ourselves this way. In the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, the fifth verse. Thus says Yahweh, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and have walked after vanity and have become vain? Neither say they, where is Yahweh that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, to a land of deserts and pits, to a land of drought, shadow of death, to a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt. Where is Yahweh? We don't ask for Yahweh because we caught up in our vanity, and we've become vain. Now everything, the type of furniture we want, is what the heathens put in our minds. The type of business we want has nothing to do with Yahweh. That's what the heathens put us in our minds. Do you know what type of society we were? Do you know how we live and how our fathers live and how we're supposed to live? Here it is. We supposed to be a people with the greatest minds on earth, the greatest wisdom endowed into a people. And we can't even come together. We can't even unify. We can't stick together. We can't even build nothing together. We can't even make two nickels together. We can't do nothing. And why? Because as Yahweh build the house, they that labor in vain that build it. And Yahweh refused to be behind a bunch of vain people. He's not going to hold it. We had light. We found iniquity in Yahweh. The way we have departed from him. And all we have done is for our enemies. That's all we've done. And we've become vain. We've become vain. Look and ask yourself, how many thousands of dollars has passed through your hand? Watch when income tax time comes. Watch and see how many TVs you see rolling out of Walmart by black people. See how many TVs see how many bites you'll see coming out. See how many new cars you're going to see on the road. See how many long braids and hairstyles you're going to see that cost hundreds of dollars. And $200 pair of shoes on little children's feet. What you're going to see is vanity. Full vanity in display. A vain show. And when those thousands of dollars come, those thousands of dollars going to go. And you know what you're going to have to show for it? Nothing. Because that's what vanity is. Nothing. Now look at us and see what we have today. Nothing. Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. In the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. The 7th verse. Watch what it says. Let's see if you pray for this. Let's see if this is in your heart. Let's see if this is something that you are about. Proverbs 30:7. Two things have I required of you. Deny me them not before I die. These two things, don't deny me before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Please get those two things away from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. I don't want to be rich, but I also don't want to be poor. And he's going to tell you why. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny you. And that's what most people do. Deny Yahweh and say, who is Yahweh? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my Elohim in vain. As soon as you start getting, you start buying. You start spending. You start thinking about self. Let me give my wife this. Let me give my kids this. Let me give my family this. Let me get this. And it's a whole bunch of vanity. Shoes, jewelry, all your little funky little lusts of your heart. That's why Yahweh don't give you nothing. That's why he don't bless you. You ever turned around and see a servant of Elohim just win the lottery? No, because Yahweh already know my servants, who is blind as my servant and deaf as my messenger. I know what my servant will do. He don't think about self. And that's all he been learning about. That's how he been raised, and that's how he done raised his kids. But how will you break this cycle of vanity? How will you get away from these vain things? And there's many ways. But let me show you this one way. In the book of Isaiah 58. We read it all the time. But do we understand what we read? Watch what this says in Isaiah 58. in the book of Isaiah, the 15th chapter. The 6th verse. It is, we just said the day of atonement. And let's see if you really going to incorporate testimonies into your life. If not, it's the fast that I've chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house, when you see naked that you cover him, that you hide not yourself from all flesh? Then your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. We're sick because we ain't doing nothing. We laying around sick. Go out and help somebody and see what it'll do. Volunteer somewhere. And let's see if your health recovers. And your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of Yahweh shall be your God. And watch this. Then shall call, and Yahweh shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. And watch this. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. See, Yahweh wants you to speak good things, right things, righteous things. He don't want you just sitting around talking about nothing. What are you building? What have you got to show? Where is your increase? How can you say you're blessed and we don't even see no increase? And then when we do see an increase, all the increase we can see is all self. Well, how has that increase benefited your community, your congregation, your brothers and sisters? If you draw out your soul to the home, we don't draw our soul to no hungry. If they happen to be on the corner, we'll give. They happen to be begging in the street, we'll supply. But when you draw your soul out, you make it a business of yours looking for them. Because you don't draw your soul out. Satisfy the afflicted soul. We got afflicted people among us that need our help. But when will we draw our soul out? Then shall your light rise in the sky, and your darkness be as the noonday. If we wasn't caught up in so much vanity, all the things we will see. We will see these things. These things will be nothing. In the book of Deuteronomy 32. Again, we're talking about vanity. Vanity of vanities. Just ask yourself, what if you got $2,000 extra a month In other words, you got more money than you did before. How would that help your community? Now you got a bunch of money coming in, but how is that going to help your community? We know how it's going to help you, and we know what you're going to do with it. I can assure you. In other words, vanity. You're not going to do nothing with it because nothing has been done with it at all. You can talk all you want, but all the talk is nothing. Because thousands of dollars that have passed through the hands of the people of Yahweh all we can say what we should have, could have, would have done because we didn't do nothing but vanity. In the book of Deuteronomy 32, and this is what it says, 44 verse. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people. He and Hoshea, the son of Nun. Moshe made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts to all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do. All the words of this law. And watch what it says, 47 verse. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing, you shall prolong your days in the land, where you go over to Jordan to possess it. The only thing that I read in the scriptures that is not a vain thing, it's the words of Yahweh. These words are our life, the length of our days. These words are the customs that we should concern ourselves with. Instead of us embracing the customs of Yahweh, which are his ways, we talk about these customs. We forsake these customs. We reject these customs. But the customs of the heathens, which are vain, those the customs that we do. Even in our health, we still rely on the customs of the heathen. Here it is, Yahweh tell us all over the scriptures how our health can spring forth speedily. Didn't we do that? No. We take this pill and this drink and this herb, and then we allow people to cut on us and remove this and remove that. Where is that in the word of Yahweh? Cut this out. Get rid of this kidney. Take this liver out. Cut this leg off. Yahweh said nothing about that. What herb did Yahweh tell us to take that will heal us, that will cure us? didn't. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah 46. We become vain. Yahweh is not at the forefront of our minds. Everything but Yahweh. Watch what the scripture says. In the 11th verse. Go, Jeremiah 46 and 11. Go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt. In vain shall you use many masses, for you shall not be cured. You're not going to be cured. No matter what it takes. Watch this. Still in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 30. Watch what Yahweh says. I want you to see this. 12 verse. Jeremiah 30 and 12. For thus says Yahweh, your bruise is incurable. Your wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. You're not healed. There's no medicine that can fix you up and get you straight, get your mind straight, get your heart straight. All your lovers have forgotten you. They seek you not, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins were increased. Why cry you for your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your iniquity. Because your sins were increased. I have done these things to you. You hear what Yahweh said? He did this. Instead of you trying to find out and discover and learn to abolish your iniquity, to remove your sin, you're taking a bunch of medicine, a bunch of herbs, a bunch of health drinks. But no, this is incurable. Watch this. Therefore, all they that devour you shall be devoured. And all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil you shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon you will I give for a prey. Watch this 17th verse. For I, not the medicine, will restore health unto you. And I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahweh. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeks after. And nobody's seeking us at all. Nobody trying to save us, to bless us, even though the scriptures say, and all those that bless you shall be blessed, and all those that curse you shall be cursed. And they have no problem with cursing us at all. And they're not trying to get a blessing. The only blessing you're going to receive is from Yahweh. In your health, in your restoration, only comes from Yahweh. did not we read, vanity of vanity, all is vanity, all is of vanity. And why? Because unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor, labor in vain to build it. And Yahweh is not about to build a house that's full of vanity. Yahweh is looking into the house to see if it's about him. What are you building for me? No wonder we are a scattered, broken people. The greatest woman in the scriptures is in a book of Proverbs 31. And look what she had to say on this great man. Watch what it says. Proverbs 31. Because you'll read, this is not what is on the minds of the daughters of Zion today. This is not how they think, nor this is not how they act. You don't think we see, you don't think we know how you portray yourself on Facebook and the internet and in the city and in your community? Only if you knew this truth right here. Watch what it says. Proverbs 31 and 30. Favor is deceitful. You can do all the favors you want. Let me cook for you. Let me clean for you. Let me bow to you. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me do your hair. Favor is deceitful. And beauty is vain. I don't care if you look like J-Lo. I don't care if you look like Janet Jackson. I don't care who you look like. Beauty is vain. It don't mean nothing. Why isn't that in your mind? Why isn't that in your thoughts? And why don't we see this in your actions? But a woman that fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. She's going to be praised. Instead of you showing the fear of Yahweh, you want to show your breasts. You want to show your butt. You want to show how well you dress and how well you smell. Why don't you try showing the fear of Yahweh? Because your beauty is vain anyway. In the favors you've been doing, they deceive. You're just trying to get what you want. Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. And you would think, after studying the laws and commandments and statutes and judgments, you would think that as a people, even today, yes, we've been in the land for 400 years. But you would think we were no better. Because all this foolishness has gotten us nowhere. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. Show you how terrible vanity is. Watch this. Jeremiah 8, verse 7. Yes, the stalking of heaven knows her set times, her appointed time. In some of your books, it said knows her season. Yeah, we don't know our set times. We watch them for something, and we can't, and if it don't come, we got to just guess. But we don't even know our set times. They can't tell you when the Passover is next year. Even though Yahweh said it's a set time. They can't tell you when the Day of Atonement is next year. Even though Yahweh said it's a set time. They have to watch and wait. And let it not rain. Let it not be cloudy. Let it be something. Then they got to guess. A stork, I don't care when it rains or how cloudy it is. The stork in the heaven knows her set times. The turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. And what is Yahweh's judgment? How do you say we are wise and the law of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly, as a truth, in vain, may he is. The pen of the scribes is in vain. In other words, everything that Yahweh wrote and had the prophets write might as well be in vain. Because you still don't know it. You still don't do it. You still don't follow it. You still don't value it. So it was like the scribes writing in vain. He said, follow not the custom of the heathens. Why write that when we do anyway? Scriptures say deceitful, favors deceitful and beauty is vain. So why are we trying to spend all our money trying to look good? It's vain anyway. They might as well not wrote that because we're not listening to it anyway. We're reading it. We see it. But we're not doing it. What sense does it make for us to sit around talking about how we're going to come together and put our resources together and don't do it? What sense does it make to gather ourselves together to do nothing? Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. Well, while we're in Jeremiah, I just want to show you this to Jeremiah 2. Because as we just read, the scribes, the pen of the scribes is in vain. We got all these beautiful, wise words right here that we see every day, but we're not doing them. Either the book is in vain or we in vain. And the book ain't in vain. It is us. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter. The 29th verse. Why will you plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, says Yahweh. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. You plead with me, and I hear you, and I even corrected you. And after correcting you, you still don't listen. And your children don't either. How long shall we be in the room? How long shall we love vanity? And we don't have to be a vain people. Yahweh didn't create us to be a vain people. As a matter of fact, nothing that Yahweh made is vanity. Everything he made is with a purpose. So what is your purpose? Watch this in the book of Isaiah 45. The 18th verse. Isaiah 45 and 18. For thus says Yahweh that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I said, not to the seed of Yaakov, seek you me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. So when Yahweh said, seek me and you shall find me, he meant that. Not only did he mean it, it's not a vain thing to do. But we want to seek Yahweh half-heartedly. We want to seek Yahweh when it's convenient for us. And Yahweh, and I'm going to repeat it, Yahweh is not about to be a partner with those full of vanity. For unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain to build it. There was a prophet by the name of Isaiah. And look what he said in the book of Isaiah 49. This. In the book of Isaiah 49, starting at the first verse, listen, O isles, unto me. Listen, you people from afar. Excuse me. First verse again. Listen, O isles, unto me, and listen, you people from afar. Yahweh called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, as he made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand has hidden me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hidden me, and said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And once he realized that, once he understood that, watch what he said in the fourth verse. Then I see, I've labored in vain. Here it is, I've been spending all my time trying to make money. I've been spending all my time trying to get something for self. I've been spending all my time trying to educate myself. I've been spending all my time trying to do this and try to do that. But I labored in vain. I spent my strength for nothing, because that's what vanity is. It don't have no meaning at all. And in vain. Yet, truly, my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work with my Elohim. Is your work with your Elohim? Is your work for Elohim? Is your work in connections with your Elohim? Do your work have anything to do with your Elohim? Well, if not, you're laboring in vain. You're spending strength for nothing. First Samuel, and it's not too late. It's not too late to stop being vain. It's not late. This is what we got to know. It is not too late. But time is running out. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, I just want you to see this. This is what it says in 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter. And we're going to read the 18th verse. So Samuel called unto Yahweh. And Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared Yahweh and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, pray for your servants unto Yahweh your Elohim that we die not, for we have added to all our sins this evil to ask us for a king. Because they asked for a king. What kind of foolishness is this? And Samuel said unto the people, fear not. You have done all this wickedness. Now, you done did it now. But still, fear not. Yet turn not aside from following Yahweh, but serve Yahweh with all your heart, because it's not too late for you. Even though you've been caught up with vanity all your life, you can turn around. You can stop it. 21st verse. Turn you not aside, for then you go after vain things which can profit nor deliver, for they are vain. And people, you don't have to go after vain things, for Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased Yahweh to make you his people. That pleased Yahweh. I don't care what people say about you, how stiff-necked, how rebellious, how vain, how wicked. It pleased Yahweh to make you his people. All you got to do is turn from your vanity. All you got to do is turn from your wickedness. All you have to do is stop backsliding and go forward. Vanity of vanity. All is vanity. Let us get caught up into the ways of Yahweh. Let's begin to forsake our ways, our thoughts, let us show the world the fear of Yahweh. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah, and it's something we should run from, though it gets hard sometimes.
Yo, hope we can be with.